Book 5, Chapter 5, How the Canaanites brought the Israelites under slavery for 20 years, after which they were delivered by Barak and Deborah, who ruled over them for 40 years. And now it was that the Israelites, taking no warning by their former misfortunes to amend their manners, and neither worshipping God nor submitting to the laws, were brought under slavery by Jabin, the king of the Canaanites, and that before they had a short breathing time after the slavery under the Moabites. For this Jabin out of Hazor, a city that was situated over the Semiconitis, and had in pay 300 footmen and 10,000 horsemen, with fewer than 3,000 chariots. Sisera was commander of all his army, and was the principal person in the king's favor. He so sorely beat the Israelites when they fought with him, that he ordered them to pay tribute. So they continued to that hardship for 20 years, as not good enough of themselves to grow wise by their misfortunes. God was willing also hereby the more to subdue their obstinacy and ingratitude towards himself. So when at length they were become penitent, and were so wise as to learn that their calamities arose from their contempt of the laws, they besought Deborah, a certain prophetess among them, which name in the Hebrew tongue signifies a bee, to pray to God to take pity on them, and not to overlook them. Now they were ruined by the Canaanites. So God granted them deliverance, and chose them a general, Barak, one that was of the tribe of Naphtali. Now Barak, in the Hebrew tongue, signifies lightning. So Deborah sent for Barak, and bade him choose out 10,000 young men to go against the enemy, because God had said that that number was sufficient, and promised them victory. But when Barak said that he would not be the general unless she would also go as a general with him, she had indignation at what he said. Thou, O Barak, deliverest up meanly that authority which God hath given thee into the hands of a woman, and I do not reject it. So they collected 10,000 men and pitched their camp at Mount Tabor, where, at the king's command, Sisera met them and pitched his camp not far from the enemy. Whereupon the Israelites, and Barak himself, were so affrighted at the multitude of those enemies, that they were resolved to march off, had not Deborah retained them, and commanded them to fight the enemy that very day, for that they should conquer them, and God would be their assistance. So the battle began, and when they were come close to a fight, there came down from heaven a great storm, with a vast quantity of rain and hail, and the wind blew the rain in the face of the Canaanites, and so darkened their eyes, that their arrows and slings were of no advantage to them. Nor would the coldness of the air permit the soldiers to make use of their swords, while this storm did not so much incommode the Israelites, because it came in their backs. They also took such courage, upon the apprehension that God was assisting them, that they fell upon the very midst of their enemies, and slew a great number of them. So that some of them fell by the Israelites, some fell by their own horses, which were put into disorder, and not a few were killed by their own chariots. At last Sisera, as soon as he saw himself beaten, fled away, and came to a woman whose name was Jael, a Kenite, who received him when he desired to be concealed. And when he asked for something to drink, she gave him sour milk, of which he drank so unmeasurably that he fell asleep. And when he was asleep, Jael took an iron nail, and with a hammer drove it through his temples into the floor. And when Barak came a little afterward, she showed Sisera nailed to the ground, and thus was this victory gained by a woman, as Deborah had foretold. Barak also fought with Jabin at Hazor, and when he met with him, he slew him. And when the general was fallen, Barak overthrew the city to the foundation, and was the commander of the Israelites for 40 years.